I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw On the Basis of Sex at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. On the Basis of Sex is a story about the young Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In it, Ginsburg is played by Felicity Jones, and Armie Hammer plays her husband, Marty. The film is directed by Mimi Leder. The movie tells the story of how Ruth Bader Ginsburg became a lawyer, how she struggled with gender discrimination, and how she went on to take some important gender discrimination cases. Oh, and she later became a U.S. Supreme Court justice, but that's not really shown in the movie. Most of On the Basis of Sex takes place in the early 70s, and the first third of it takes place in the 50s. When we meet the notorious RBG, she's a law student at Harvard, one of the first female law students at that university. She has to deal with discrimination there as the head of the Harvard Law School, played by Sam Waterston, belittles the women students, asking them why they decided to take up a man's spot at such a prestigious institution. Anyway, husband Armie Hammer gets cancer and Ruth has to work extra hard to help him get through law school while she does the same. She and he do pull through, and the next thing you know it, Ruth is a graduate who has a hard time finding work as a lawyer because all the big New York firms are afraid of hiring a scary lady. She takes a job instead as a law professor, and that's when she comes across a certain tax case that becomes the main focus of the film. This tax case is brought to RBG's attention by her husband. It deals with a Colorado man who was denied a federal tax write-off as a caregiver. This guy, who is single, has been caring for his elderly and sick mother, and so he sought the caregiver write-off. He was denied, though, because federal law states only a woman can be a caregiver. The fact that he's never been married also plays into the case. So Ruth sees this as obvious gender discrimination, but with a twist. It's sex discrimination against a man. She takes the case and starts representing the guy with the help of the ACLU, and the movie goes from there. So, On the Basis of Sex is a feel-good movie, and I'm a sucker for feel-good movies. Therefore, I had a fine time here. It's a fairly milquetoast film. It doesn't delve super deeply into the psyche of Ruth Bader Ginsburg or anything. It never gives us any real warts or flaws, and that makes sense. I mean, the film ends with a shot of the real-life Ruth Bader Ginsburg ascending the steps of the Supreme Court and looking directly into the camera, so she was on board with it. It's a feel-good moment. I teared up, I heard sniffles, and it was nice. But yes, On the Basis of Sex as a whole is a little hokey. I mean, it was less like a TV movie than I had been fearing, but it was hardly hard-hitting. Felicity Jones here is good as our lead. She comes across as a sincere person who wears her heart on her sleeve. Her Ginsburg rarely shows any weakness, but maybe that's the case with the real Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know. Jones's accent is good, we root for her, and she's strong in this film. Meanwhile, Armie Hammer as Ginsburg's husband is also good. For some reason, I really like Armie Hammer, even though I feel like I shouldn't. He's just too good-looking and suave, you know? I feel like a guy like that is someone who I should dislike, but Armie Hammer keeps winning me over. Anyway, a fun fact about On the Basis of Sex is that Hollywood producers originally balked at the film's script because it depicted Martin Ginsburg, Ruth's husband, as too supportive. They couldn't believe her husband was really as supportive as this movie depicts. The guy's great. He backs his wife, supporting her aspirations and believing in her. He also does cooking around the house. Remember, this is the 1970s, so you gotta love him. This movie also has some stuff about Ginsburg's daughter, Jane Ginsburg. She's a teenager in the film, and she fights with her mom like a normal kid would, but she's also part of the inspiration for Ruth to keep fighting on. Kathy Bates pops up as a civil rights attorney who serves as a role model for Ginsburg, and Justin Theroux is the somewhat obnoxious head of the ACLU, who in the end does help. On the Basis of Sex does not go very far beyond scratching the surface of the woman it depicts. She's just a smart and passionate fighter for equality, but that doesn't change the fact that the film is likable. It has some snappy dialogue and tells a little legal story that would have broader implications for all of us. Sam Waterston as our crusty villain is good too. His character reminds me of Bill Pullman's character in Battle of the Sexes. You just want to smack him. He's on the side of the entire government establishment as it tries to defend laws that discriminate on the basis of sex. And oh hey, that's a title drop. This movie does have several of them as well. Director Mimi Leder does a fair job here of depicting some complicated legal stuff. The script by Daniel Stiepelman is efficient, and as already noted, it contains some good dialogue. On the Basis of Sex gets in, it gives us a decent story that'll make us smile, and then it gets out at the two-hour mark. It's not an Oscar contender or anything like that, but it's a pretty enjoyable sit. I give On the Basis of Sex a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.